The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Wow, I really can't whistle. Let's try that again. I really cannot whistle for the life of me. Is it because I'm trying to whistle quietly? Is that why?
Hello everyone, welcome to Not a Scratch, the only podcast that believes that Scratch is an overpowered move. I am your host, your PM, your DM, your GM, Anaru himself, and with me here on passive mode.
It's me, Muhammad. I don't think you understand how incredibly that synergized, because as we were, as you were like, alright, let's get started, and let's roll, I was cooking up a yawn, and I was like, wouldn't it be funny if I just responded to Honorid's intro with a yawn?
Perfect. Look, great minds think alike. Or maybe just stupid minds think alike. Our minds think
it's
alike.
Stupid. Our stupid minds think alike. We share the exact same brain cell, and that same brain cell has no idea what happened last time.
Probably.
The same brain cell is also forgetting something, but yeah, it probably has its own brain cells.
Brain cells having brain cells. You know what that sounds like? An anime.
Brain cells having brain cells. Oh no. Oh god. What are we cooking? And when are we pitching it to Netflix?
Right here, right now, after The Recap, another show that's pitched to Netflix that has had zero success so far. But before that, we must hear the intro song to The Recap, which is just some guy saying where they are. For that, we bring in senior correspondent Mansoor. Oh, he's not here. That's a fair point. You know, he's been holding my microphone for the past two episodes, and I thought he was going to be here this time as well, and he's not. Gave me a desk instead, which I appreciate, but
that's a nice move.
Nobody's gone as well. He just said note heading north, and I'm pretty far north as it is. I don't know where else he's been to. Canada already.
That's a whole country north of you, and you're just gonna discount them like that? Okay.
My reason for discounting them is because he's been there before.
Has he? He has.
I do remember him being there before because he was tapping maple syrup trees. He's going to Iron State. As far as I understand, he's trying not to visit any country multiple times until he's gone through the list. So, what else is north that would count? Unless Greenland. He's going to go so far north, it's south again.
I was just going to say Greenland.
Could be Greenland, yeah. Greenland, yeah. Famously called Greenland because it's full of greenery.
Of course.
And Iceland, called Iceland because it's full of ice.
And Greenland and Iceland, even though Greenland's not its own country, they are not part of the same country. It's a shame.
It's a tragedy. And those names are perfectly correlated to the country that it represents. And that's...
Wait, I just clocked. I don't know. I mean, this is like,
this is Greenland, Iceland,
one of the few episodes of Not a Scratch that gets recorded after dark. And so you're going to hear all of the dumb thoughts in our brains. Like, for example, Denmark is north of the United States.
That makes sense.
No, Greenland.
Oh, from the Greenland perspective. Okay.
Yeah, it's north of the United States. I don't know if the actual nation of Denmark is... Actually, yeah, it's definitely closer to the Arctic Circle than the United States is. Unless you count
Alaska. Yeah, my thought is it's worst/lowest case scenario. It's probably in Maine area.
But now, to be fair, if we're counting Alaska, then Alaska is probably north of... Then the U.S. is north of everyone.
Well, Canada's probably got some islands that are up there. Or Russia.
What point is it still territory, and at what point is it just the Arctic?
At what point is it territory, and what point is it just ice that you got a flag on?
Well, ice you put a flag on is territory. The problem is no one's put flags on the ice because no one's trying to step on Santa's turf.
That's true. We need another country. Santa needs his own country.
I don't know, man. Santa could be a tyrant. I'm not a fan of that guy. I'm not a fan of that guy. Just because I don't celebrate his holiday, I don't get any presents.
I don't celebrate his holiday, and therefore he doesn't give me anything, and therefore I don't like him. I don't
therefore,
know.
Therefore, we have beef. We have beef. One of these days, I'll pull up on the North Pole and, I don't know, probably just say hi. Maybe ask for, like, an extra cookie.
This is a prime example of what's going to happen next time on a secret base. Their next beef history episode is Muhammad versus Santa.
Could you imagine?
This goes back ages and ages ago. Let's go all the way back to 2023. He declared this is still unresolved,
at some point in our lifetime, 2023 will feel as ancient as like 1992 does to 92. Us now.
Well, okay, so I feel like my head has been stuck in 2014 or something for a long time, because 92 feels like, oh, that's like slightly before I was born. That's not too long ago, which it is, but that is long ago.
Yeah, we're old.
We are old. You know who else is old? This Hoopa here has been dealing with some stuff, mainly because Muhammad has decided to just ruin Hoopa's life, which, to be fair, Hoopa has attempted to do to Kyle.
Yeah, it's look, Hoopa had what was coming to it.
And for this, we dive back into my notes section as we recap this episode. Now,
we're diving into the recap. Oh, this is fun. All right. So last time we're diving into this. Last time when we dove in, you said you were diving into your notes section. Did you want to give the recap? I did that bit and then realized it sounded like I was about to start.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either. Also, I can't find the notes page where I had the here it is. Okay.
You have notes.
I do. It's literally two words, so it's not really much help. But it is notes.
All right. Everyone, quiet down. Let this man cook.
Hoopa lost.
Hey!
Let's give some additional context. So, last time, after a logic puzzle of an episode, Kyle was sent back into the past, where he was to figure out what to do. And by back to the past, I mean back to the future, because I forgot which way you went. So he went to the future. He went to the future where he was trying to figure out what's going on. Man, if he's obsessed with the ocean, a tarot card pulling of Tapu Fini results in information at best and fog at worst. And now comes a question of what to do, where to go. After a brief spin around a city, Kyle decides, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask Tapu Fini to give me the power of ocean currents, and he literally does a Moses and just dives into the water. I mean, walks, runs, speed is key type of thing across the ocean for a while, until eventually reaching, after going west, east a lot of distance, and then down a lot of distance, he goes and reaches the cavern that Kyogre is in. Hoopa, doing all of this for information, follows, and then what follows is a confrontation, a couple of monologues, Kyle version of monologues, which are like three sentences, and Hoopa version of monologues, which are angry outbursts. Kyogre wakes up, kind of due to Kyle taunting Hoopa. I should point that out. But Kyogre wakes up, and then Hoopa controls Kyogre, and then Manaphy proves trust of Kyle mainly because of a Simba situation, and world go boom. Hoopa realizes this is a massive L, but thinks they have the upper hand even though they don't, and then we revert back into the past, into the future, into the past, which is also called the present. This is what's the word when you don't cite something but it's like implied or something, you reword their thing?
Paraphrase,
that's it. It's a paraphrase quote of Master Oogway. And with all of those references thrown in, we are now here where Hoopa has taken the biggest L. Because not only has Kyle beaten Hoopa at their own game, Sindorin has beaten Hoopa, and Adam has beaten Hoopa. Conclusion. Hoopa L. Stamp.
Unfortunately, good sir, your recap does not get the regal seal of approval due to... And this is, you know, no fault of your own. Your poor biblical knowledge.
Dang. I had prepared a comeback, and it doesn't work. Because what I was about to say What I was about to say is anything I got wrong isn't canon, but we're talking about the Bible, so.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Yeah, other than that, your recap was solid. Maybe next time you'll get the seal. The royal stamp. The wax seal on the letter.
This is a king recap over here.
Have you ever put a wax seal on a letter? It is so satisfying to do.
I don't think I have, and...
It is incredibly fun, incredibly satisfying.
Any other comments to add, Mohammed?
You know what we should make? Not a scratch stamps.
I've not thought about that. That's an interesting idea. Fun. I wonder how.
Because you could use them for, you know, stamping, or you could use them to, you know, wax seal letters.
A wax seal. That's just a shield with a bunch of intricate details in it, sent off to a location that definitely does not know what not a scratch is.
Literally every letter sent in, you know, in Europe between royal figures in Europe between the years of like 1300 and 1800. A shield with intricate symbols on it, and they had no idea what not a scratch was.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
See, you could be royal too. Maybe you could be royal too if we ever do that. We probably won't ever do that.
I don't know. We'll see. I'll look into it.
If this episode gets 1,000,000 listens, we'll do it.
Yes. So all you have to do, everyone, is listen to this episode over and over again. I don't actually think that counts, but sure, why not? Anyway, last call before we jump in.
Last call. Can I get a glass of water? I know it's kind of lame for last call, but like, hey, I'm thirsty. I'm dehydrated.
I'm going to do this properly. Hold up. Come on a journey with me, folks.
Oh, we're moving. Oh.
This is not going to work because the mic does not carry this far. And
I was going to say, how far are you trying to move? I feel I'm moving better off just breaking the glass and the pitcher over to the mic.
I'm doing a bit of both because the pitcher is full, unfortunately. So hold up. I'm going to get this right. Come on. Mohammed, if you make me drop this through this request that I decided to agree to, I'm never going to forgive you.
I'm not the one who said to move the mic. You could have just brought the glass and pitcher closer to the microphone.
I could have, but that wouldn't have been real. Please hold. We're not diving in until I get this right. I haven't broken anything, right?
No.
You can still hear me fine?
No.
Like, you can still hear me?
No. No, I can't.
Ready? Anyway, yeah, here's your water. Sorry, I was busy drinking the water that I actually made.
I thought that was my water. Fine, I'll just get my own.
Anyway, I am ready to start when you are. Cool, let's jump on in. Where we last left off. Yeah, my voice is doing this all of a sudden. That's sure. I'm going to overemphasize it right now. Welcome to the World Wrestling Federation.
Don't smoke, kids.
Yeah, don't. Don't. That's just good advice. Don't smoke.
Just don't smoke, kids.
This has nothing to do with anything. Don't smoke, kids. Anyway, where we last left off, along with the Echo rejoining me, maybe. Where we last left off, Hoopa just took a massive L 3 times at the same time and also at different times. Only Hoopa.
And is Hoopa... Hoopa returned us all here. Is Hoopa shooketh, or is Hoopa sitting there like... Has Hoopa regained its composure?
Let's roll for it. I don't know how well you're going to hear this, but... So with a nat 2, Hoopa's freaking out.
Yep.
Hoopa has not taken
everyone on this side of the field is feeling pretty smug, I guess. On this side of the field sees that everyone else is feeling really smug and is feeling even more smug. And then everyone sees that Hoopa is feeling not very smug and feels even more smug, you know?
So, regardless of that, we got a 3-0 knockout round. Just 3 rounds, 3 KOs. It's a big L for Hoopa. And
it's over, ladies and gentlemen.
It's three slam dunks, 50 scores, Vince Carter in his prime. Like, we're talking utter domination.
360 windmill honey dip. Chef's kiss.
Just add it all up. So Hoopa's not feeling well. Manaphy, by the way, not that this particularly mattered, but Manaphy's no longer staring out in a certain direction. Is instead more or less embracing the fact that the water isn't here. And time has stopped still. Which, you know, it was, but no longer as pressing considering you've beaten Hoopa at Hoopa's game.
So, we get to pick up where we left off, or what's happening here?
How do I want to do this? I have an idea. I don't know if I like it, but it is an idea.
Be careful, we're on an episode limit.
That is true.
We're on an episode limit that you yourself imposed.
That's also very true. Give me a D100 roll.
Long story short, I rolled a 41.
You rolled a 41. Great. I almost forgot why I asked you to roll that in the first place.
I'm not gonna lie, I was fully expecting this. The second we got on the tangent, the second you pulled up a new tab, I was like, yep, he's gonna forget.
But no, I do remember. Hoopa, I think, what's the best way to describe this? Hoopa, you saw this previously. Hoopa, at a certain point in your Kyogre conversation, no longer was Joker like ha ha hee hee. He was much more sinister.
Yep.
At this point, he's reverted back to his trickstery ways. He's still smiling, even though it's not really a smiling situation. He's still like bubbling. Ultimately, not too.
I can see through it though, right? Like, it's a very thin facade. Like, I can tell. Like, I look at Hoopa's eyes, and I'm like, yeah, you know, you are terrified.
Yes, but he seems to have an idea of what to do next. The idea of what to do next, however, involves him not being here. And so, very quickly, Hoopa, without even conversation at this point, because I think from his perspective, he feels like, hey, if I say something, I'm going to snap. So rather than saying anything, just stares daggers into all of you, pulls out a ring, drops on the ground, and jumps into a Toontown style as he vanishes.
And are we still... are we still like stuck, or have we hit resume on world?
As Hoopa like ducks in there, time slowly starts to speed up a bit, until eventually, bang,
we're back
bang,
in it.
Like the poof, you're back into it.
Okay, I just want to point out, this was an interaction between Kyle. Like this was a conversation. Is you know. If we're very loose use of that word, conversation between Kyle and Hoopa, where Kyle had the last word.
That's amazing and terrifying at the same time, because this is either the beginning of your villain saga or the beginning of your I'm the hero that saves the world saga, and I don't know which one it is.
And I cannot tell you which one it is either.
But time restarts. I think you hear one of the other guild members like about to retort back something, and then just like, what? How did? As you three are on the complete other side of the room now, from their perspective.
Yeah. I think Kyle's just gonna like ignore it. Like Kyle's just gonna pretend he was always standing there.
What are you talking about, man? I've been here the whole time.
Like Kyle's just locked in on. Oh, there's a Noivern that I know that we gotta beat up real quick.
Well, to be fair, you have to beat him up to save him.
This is true.
Because he does have the yellow ring on him, or does he?
Wait. Does he still have the yellow ring on him or no?
That's a good question.
That's one question, and the other question I have, I was gonna ask you a question, and I realized, wait, no, I could just answer this question myself.
Okay, the answer to does he have the yellow ring on him is yes.
The answer to does he have the yellow ring on him is yes. It's one of the ones I haven't gotten. Okay, well, fair enough. You know what? I should try and bring Echo back over to the light side. But I want to punch something.
I mean, you've got the other two folks you can punch.
Well, I'll focus on punching the other two folks. We brought Charlotte up here. Charlotte can punch the Dwyvern. Zendorin can punch the Dwyvern. Who else can punch the Dwyvern?
I suppose.
We got people who can punch. We got people who can punch a Dwyvern. We got people who can punch a Sharpedo and Crawdont. We might as well punch. We came up here to punch. It would be a really weird shift of plan if we didn't punch. And granted, we are going to punch. It's just now we're also going to punch Echo.
Hello, this is Anaru, the GMPM DM of whatever this show is. Thank you for listening to an episode unlike any other. It's chaotic. This is why we don't do late night recordings, because it turns into chaos like this. And don't worry, it's much more chaotic as we go along. As always, episodes come out weekly, so be sure to follow us, subscribe, and do all those important things you ought to do when supporting a podcast. If you've enjoyed the episode and want to support us in any way, shape, or form that you can, the best way to do so is to share us with your friends, share us with people who love chaos. Lord knows this episode is chaotic. I'm repeating this because it's that chaotic. And also, I'm recording this midsection at night. Probably not the best idea, because who knows what I'm going to be saying in this short little midsection. Also, you can leave us a review on your podcasting platform. Reviews bring new people into our community and give us advice on what we could improve upon in the future. You can follow us on Twitter at NotAScratchCast. You can email us at notascratchcast@gmail.com. You can join our Discord, which is somewhere down in the description down below, which all help to build that Not a Scratch community. Speaking of the Not a Scratch community, we've got a website which you can check out at www.notascratchcast.com. Website has access to our episodes, merch page, art page, and more. And over the in-between section between arcs 5 and 6, it's getting a little revamp. Little bit of an update here and there, a little bit of sparkles, a little bit of additional stuff. So be sure to check that bookmark it, favorite it, do whatever you want to do. But check out the site and all those other things all the same. They update over time, so stay tuned. We want to thank Glitchex City for the following songs: Kirby's Dream Land, the Lo-Fi Remix, Diamond and Pearl Cyrus Battle Remix, and Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver Route 47 Remix. I say route or root? Which one do you say? Throw that in the comment section, that doesn't really exist down below. We also want to thank Tabletop Audio for the song Superhero and the City Above. We also want to shout out our Patreon members. We at Not a Scratch have a Patreon where you can get amazing extra benefits regarding the show and its future, including early access to episodes, weekly updates on random things that have occurred in the show. In fact, in a couple of days after this is released for the Patreon members, you're going to get a little blooper thing of some of the wild stuff in this particular episode that was cut, random tangents that we went on that were too excessive even for our show, and much more. You'll also be recognized during the show. Thank you to our Patreon members, Ginny, Persa93, Eli, Damon Liger, Simon Pelawakin, Lord Toffee, Benetril, and Fennec. For more information, check out the links in the episode description or contact us on Discord or Twitter. Now, a little bit of a promotional thing. We're approaching that time. We're getting very close to the end of the arc, and I can confirm that the end of the arc is episode number 25. This one is episode 22, so you can tell it's a couple of weeks away. If you have any questions for our Q&A, our arc Q&A that we always do, be sure to leave them either in some sort of tweet that notifies us, or the easier method for us is if you join our Discord and throw it into our specific channel dedicated for all sorts of questions. We're collecting them. We've been collecting them for a while. We'll be collecting them over the next couple of weeks and then answering all of them on our seasonal live stream that answers hopefully as many questions as we can while not spoiling things, because that's the goal here. So be sure to check out those opportunities. You can email them as well. That's also another avenue we haven't really explored, but that's also another place you can send your questions regarding this season, this arc, the characters, the players, whatever you think, whatever you've got a question about. Thanks for listening. Without further ado, let us dive back into chaos. Oh boy. Everyone's gearing up for a fantastic fight between the most evil pirate gang of all time, who have just brainwashed one of the leaders of the guild, versus a bunch of guild members that are missing their leader and have a bunch of hodgepodge extra members a couple of those members are completely, you know, useless because of type advantages and everything like that. This is going to be interesting. This battle. A battle full of tough characters from side to side. And I feel like you'll catch on sooner or later. But we have to determine the order for things. And the fastest player, the one that's able to get advantage on this specific instance, goes first. Who is it? Ross. Codename? Golf. So, Golf, Ross, steps up as their first attack. And you notice something. All this time, you've never really noticed it because, you know, Golf gonna do what Golf gonna do, but he's got a band on. And you recognize the band only because it looks very similar to one that your partner, friend, guy, wait, yes, no, yes, yes, that guy, was wearing for the majority of his travels. It's similar, but not the same. This isn't a power band. This is a special band.
Oh.
And Golf has just eaten what can only be described as a small seed. So, after Golf eats a violent seed, boosting attack and special attack, after holding a special band and golfing Golf, he goes for a move, the only move, I believe, that we have officially established these people having, because I have not written many of these other things down with the exception of Ford. He goes for discharge.
Bye-bye. Bye. Have a nice time.
And about 12 seconds later, we have a electrified shark, an electrified crab, and an electrified bat on the ground. All fainted. Game over.
To be fair, it's neutral on echo, but still.
Yeah, but also, you know, electric kind of boosted itself up. And, you know, power. Anyway, that's how this ends.
That's Bye. Have a nice time. The only way, like, you said a band, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. What kind of band would it be? Like, in my mind's eye, like you said, Ross was going first, and I was like, okay, Choice Specs Discharge, go burn. it functionally became Choice Specs Discharge, go burn.
I mean, yeah, Choice Specs Discharge. This is probably the closest the Mystery Dungeon franchise can get to a Choice Spec Discharge, and bam.
Yeah, more, because Choice Specs is 1.5x special power. Is it 1.56 power? No, it's 1.5x special attack stat.
Yeah, you know. it's a stat.
It's plus one special attack, which is just violent seed. And then we throw the special band on for good measure to, you know, overcome any level differences.
Yeah, I mean, the special band itself is 1.5x. If I it's base stat. It's base stat. That's it. So it's Electric's base electricity, or base special attack stat. Okay. Added to the special attack stat it has currently, plus two.
Yeah, it's bye. Bye.
And it's discharge. And I'm proactively using the spread move mechanic that doesn't actually exist in the game yet.
Yeah, it's just, all right, bye. Control A, delete.
So, you did roll initiative.
Does it matter?
It does matter. Come on, man. Put two and two together. You rolled initiative. And the battle is over.
Oh, are you just going to give me a stupid amount of experience? Is that what you're doing here?
It's the end of the battle. Let's calculate experience.
Woohoo! Yeah! Let's go!
I need to find... Oh, there you are.
I've got to be getting at least 3 experience.
Oh no, the rule is simple. If you're engaged in a battle, if your party is engaged in the battle and you win the battle, you get the experience.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, I've got like, dude, a really strong Sharpedo, a really strong Crawdont, and a really strong Noivern, I've got to be getting at least 3. Maybe 5. Maybe 5.
Mathematically speaking, you would get at least 3. Mm-hmm.
If this is gonna be some stupid number that's just gonna ruin the level curve, and I'm here for it.
So I have a question.
Ask the question while I go and get my phone, because I need to prepare something.
Cool. So my question, which is gonna be applied going forward, because I actually haven't done this. Does Manaphy count as a character that can gain experience? As of now, Manaphy has not.
Manaphy counts as a character who can gain experience when they are engaged in battle.
Okay, and because Manaphy was not engaged in the battle, they don't get experience of this.
Yeah.
Okay. With that said, and do you have any items that boost experience points? I don't think you do. That you've used.
No.
Or have on you. Okay. So, with that said, are you ready for this? This is going to be fun.
All right, I'm ready. Lay it on me.
Cool. If you had to take a guess, three Pokemon at their respective statures, how many experience are we talking here?
I'm talking three experience.
Okay, it's higher than that.
Okay, fair enough. I'm talking six experience.
We're gonna be here for a while if this is the way that we do this.
All right, if you want an actual guess from me, I don't have a guess because then it ruins the bit that I want to do.
Okay, you gain, drumroll please, 480 experience points.
Woo! Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for. That's what it's all about. Woo!
There you go.
Oh my god, I was so confused at first because I'm like, how are you so close to... Oh. All
right, 4397 total experience. Here we go.
That sounds like two levels to me.
That is two whole levels. What? I can't do that, Woo. I wish I could.
I'm not in the right mood/mindset/room to do that, Woo.
Wait. Oh, this is the Gen 8 learn set. And Gen 9 redirects to Gen 8. Okay, cool. All right. I was going to say, this is not in Gen 9.
You just saw the thing I saw.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
That's pretty close, not gonna lie.
Alright.
Would you like to tell the class what you've learned?
Well, no, because I haven't learned it yet.
Would you like to tell the class what you have the option to learn?
Currently, Kyle's in a pretty good place in terms of, like, you know, moves that he, you know, is learning and moves that he's mastered. He's mastered Detect, Quick Attack, Giga Drain, right? So Quick Attack, really nice, you know, it messes up the initiative order, can do some really, I've done some really fun hacks with it so far. Giga Drain, special move, recover HP, really nice. Detect, no damage. Detect plus Quick Attack is a combo that I've tortured Onrud with. It's been great. And then I'm learning Assurance, which has come in handy a couple times. Especially like when I do low initiative rolls. And Slam is also a move I'm learning, which is also pretty cool. Much less accurate. Haven't landed it yet, but like... Or haven't landed it much, but you know, when I do, it's good damage. But they're both physical moves. I get to learn Energy Ball now. That's pretty cool.
Oh, baby, yes. My boy. Energy Ball is on the table. Now, please note.
I will say the downside is Energy Ball is another grass type move. Like, it doesn't help in terms of coverage, which is a shame. I don't know if I'm going to get any special coverage moves. Am I ever going to get any special coverage moves?
Not unless you TM your way to it, I think.
Will I ever get a special coverage move? No. As a matter of fact, I'm never going to learn anything from here on out that's not a normal move or a grass move. So
it's been the case for a while.
I mean, yeah, it's been the case since I learned Assurance.
Just to taunt you, I wonder if Grovyle or Sceptile have any difference.
That's what I was about to look at. I'm sure Sceptile gets better coverage. At least in terms of physical attacks.
Let's see what we're looking at. You're not going to get Leaf Blade, which would be fun.
I mean, Leaf Blade is something I have to get. eventually, right?
No, not on Trico. Grovyle gets it, but...
Well, Grovyle gets Leaf Blade, but does it not learn Leaf Blade on evolution to Sceptile?
On evolution, Sceptile gets Dual Chop.
Huh. Shout out... well, shout out Mega Sceptile, I guess. yeah, wow, the special moveset is really lacking. Or special, at least like special, like level up learn set is really lacking considering it's supposed to be a special attacker.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they...
Or maybe not supposed to be, you can run it either way. Anyways, we haven't mastered Slam yet. We're never going to master Slam because we're going to learn Energy Ball.
Cool.
Right. We're going to start learning Energy Ball.
Slam, Energy Ball takes the place.
And now all I need is just a super effective KO to master that move.
Yes, that is true. I was doing the math in my head for some reason. But yes.
I don't know why that text size is bigger than this text size, but all right, cool.
Welcome to a new...
I now have the ability to really inaccurately throw around balls of green grass energy. This is great. You're a wizard, Kyle.
This does matter, though not now. Because as I've sort of hinted slash stated bluntly to you slash the audience, the system is going through a massive rehaul between Arc 5 and Arc 6, where moves matter. That made no sense. But like distance move will do distance things. And spread moves will spread things.
Yeah. We're incorporating more of the mystery dungeon this dungeon-ness to this mystery dungeon game.
Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, this is not set in stone, but early guess is that Slam is a physical attacking next to the person move. Energy Ball is a special attacking distance move. It's probably a straight line move. So I don't know if that changes your mind. I assume it won't.
No, because...
At least... No, go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, because like now I have the option of I can do more damage or I can heal, because I believe Energy Ball is slightly higher base power. It is one higher base power because it's 90 as opposed to 80 base power, but that comes with an actual uptick in damage output because we go from 2d8 to 2d10.
Mm-hmm.
So it's noticeable. It's noticeable. Oh, also I get stats.
Yeah, I thought you added your stats. Did you not?
I didn't add my stats yet. You know what? To celebrate getting move, we're just going to dump everything into special attack. And
we're just two.
Yes, it is two. And I guess we'll just put one into each defense. No, we'll put two into SpitF, actually.
Cool.
I feel a fire blast in my future.
Cool. So that is that. Remind me what your moveset is again, because I'll tell you what it looks like it will be in the new Mystery Dungeon version. Where positioning matters a little bit more.
Well, detect is detect.
Quick attack is on you.
Quick attack is like two spaces in front of me, I believe, right?
Yep.
Is Giga Drain directly next to me?
Giga Drain would be next to you, yes. I'm not going to do the cut corners thing that Mystery Dungeon franchises do. I'm not going to do the cut corner things. So yes, directly next to you.
Yeah, Energy Ball is straight, like, whichever foe is directly ahead of me in a straight line. First foe in a straight line ahead of me. And Assurance, I assume, is directly next to me.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not quite a ranger yet, but I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I've got ranging abilities.
Yes, okay, so that's early look at what that would look like.
I've got ranging abilities, but no Styler.
That's what your final move is. Instead of Leaf Storm, you can just unlock the Styler.
Yep.
I mean, the Styler is effectively the Golden Mask, right? You just, without spinning.
Well, not quite, because the Golden Mask, because it only buffs me by, what, like 10%? 20, 21%.
Yeah, 21%. Perfect. Cool. So everybody gets their stat boosts if needed, and battle ends with people in custody. And Echo, once you defeat Echo, Echo's yellow ring disappears, and now things are calm, cool, and collected. Weird.
Well,
these last couple episodes have been weird-ish.
These last couple episodes have been blah, 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 blah.
I agree.
Zero words. I said zero words there. These lives, I cannot get that thought out. Trying to get that thought out.
8:30 really hitting you here.
I try to get that thought out, and the words just stop. Yeah, these last few episodes have been weird, but what's also been weird is the fact that, you know, the Battle Hammers many episodes ago had someone, you know, defect. Stares daggers at Echo. chances are, in the aftermath of this, you know, people, you know, pirates apprehended, sure, da 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 da, all par for the course. There's some questioning happening for sure with Echo, I feel like.
Echo turns to you. After, like, greeting everyone and being like, yeah, I'm cool. Echo turns to you and's like, hey, man. Who are you? Appreciate you for helping me out here, but, don't think I caught your name in, all the hoopla.
Kyle gives a questioning look.
Echo looks back in a questioning look back at you. Hey, man, what's up?
Kyle is gonna pull out his badge. Because his badge is going to show Battle Hammers.
Yeah. You pulled the
badge. His badge is going to show Hammers Alpha. What did we say he was? Alpha Delta?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle's just going to pull out his badge.
No way, man. An Alpha Delta? You're part of the battle? Can someone explain? Adam? Hey, Echo. Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about if you want to come with me.
Okay. All right. So Echo's just been out of it this whole time. Cool.
It sounds like it, at least.
But there was no ring. Or did I just never look?
I have mentioned the ring can fade in and out. My voice went out. I not mentioned. But I have.
You've implied the ring can fade in and out, like your voice.
Yeah, they can do that because, the first thing that pops into my head when Zorark was the girder. It didn't have a ring.
Okay, but also, I kind of chalk that up to illusion shenanigans more than anything.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
like,
gonna say,
if Ditto has a ring, and then Ditto transforms, will Ditto still have a ring? If the Pokemon it transforms into doesn't have a ring?
I would say yes, based on the mechanics of the ring. Which is not a physical characteristic.
That's fair.
A virtual character. Not virtual. A thing around them. I don't know. Show that.
A symbol of being mind controlled.
Yes. Cool. So Adam and Echo are having their conversation on the side. I'm going to say, who else? Let's say, I don't know, Quebec and Kilo are officially apprehending the pirates. You hear outside a victorious roar, followed by what sounds like a bunch of water running away, effectively.
A bunch of water running away, yes.
As it sounds like many of the battles...
A Magikarp just leaps from the middle of the city out into the river.
Yeah, you see... who is it? I don't know. It's been a while since we brought her in here. You see a couple of recruits headlined by Snow chasing after in the river. Snow yelling this, like, exclamatory charge as they dive into the river.
Don't let him get away!
Don't let him get away! Ah! Amongst others. Basically, so Snow's in there along with, like, Carlos Costa and Rage. And a few other random folks that are water types that I don't have currently up. They're chasing after a bunch of water types. There's a bunch of water types in the city that have been retaken, recaptured, repurposed. And yeah, this has did remarkably well.
Great success.
It's a very great success. let's actually transition time period since we've been stuck on this one for a while. So not like many, many moons, but where's the date? According to my
okay. You're the one who froze time, okay? That was on not, you. Not,
yes, okay, yes, that time. But also, we've been like hovering around these like days for a while.
Yeah, because stuff's been happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, I assume, you know, that we go around repairing things and restoring the city, and then, you know, eventually, you know, like the guilds start to disperse and head back over to what would it be, Vulcanburg? I remembered it this time. Eventually, I don't know if all the guilds make their way over or if like the guilds like slowly disperse going back there while some people stay behind to help with repairs. Actually, no, it would make sense because they're all meeting up together. Just all hands on deck. Let's turn this thing around in 24 to 48 hours and then leave.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, I assume you contribute in the efforts as...
No, I just sit there.
Kyle just sent back some points of people like, you do this, go, chop, chop.
No, not even that. Kyle just like sits and like, you know, does some, just watches some clouds and like looks at shapes in the clouds for like 2 days while everyone else is working.
Okay. I don't know if you want that to be your official stance. If you do,
it's not my official stance.
If that's your official stance, I'm gonna have a bunch of like what is it, Telltale Games, like insert character here will remember that moment just flashing on screen.
Yeah. Everyone disliked that.
Basically.
I know not that's not Telltale, but still.
But yes, okay, so you contribute to the efforts. I'm gonna have you roll for me. I was gonna say roll for me construction, even though it's not a roll.
Bet.
Yeah, roll me construction. Roll for me a strength. Tough. Is that tough? Roll for me everything. I don't know. Let's do this. Come on. Let's throw a bunch of dice.
It's funny because when you joked roll construction, I rolled the dice, and then you said roll something else, and I didn't like the dice. I didn't like the roll that I got, and so I took the opportunity for you to clear, like when you clarified, be like, all right, this is actually my roll now. I rolled the same thing. I rolled a 4.
No, perfect. Roll for me everything. You can assign that forward to whichever category you wish. So tough.
Wait,
cool.
Wait. So I'm rolling 5.
You're rolling 5. If you want to take the opportunity for this to be, this is purely for story building purposes. So if you want
all right.
You roll, feel free, whatever.
I've got 4, 9, 4, and a nat 1. Sweet. Okay. The good news is I have a bunch of plus modifiers. 1, 4, 4, 9, 9. Kyle is not very helpful, is he?
Apparently not. Is that after the modifiers?
No, this is not after. This is before modifiers. Okay. So I think what we're going to do is... I think we're going to play this off as, you know, Kyle is, you know, We're trying to, you know, de-rust and restore the Iron Gate, and Kyle, as a grass type, brings nothing to the table. Nat 1 on tough. We're just, you know, completely useless in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could just play this off as Kyle is 10, and so can't carry stones.
Kyle is a child. So, yeah. However, Kyle is a pretty smart and... Kyle's a pretty smart and pretty charismatic, pretty kind character. Like I think Kyle is, you know, in all this effort, he's like, you know, I'll try and help out where I can. I'll try and be nice, you know. I'll you know, help people out however I can, you know. I've been saying, you know. But yeah, so I'm gonna throw my nines into smart and cute with plus 1 to each to make them 10s. So Kyle, doing his best. And then the 4s are going to get thrown into cool and beauty, which become 5 and 3 respectively. So, you know, not at all strong, not particularly nimble,
not incredibly perceptive. He's fun to be around on break time, and you know, has good ideas. So that's something. He's doing his best. He's a 10-year-old artsy kid. How is he gonna help with construction?
Okay, that makes sense. Partly because I can now reset time, and partly because of your roles, we are going to jump forward to whatever date that would be. Let me do the math. Hold up. Wait, go back down. Okay.
That times is 4, there. Carry the 1, divided by 7.
Yep. Okay. So you had a
60 nap- seconds in a minute, 60 seconds in an hour.
Remind me again, you had a nat 1
in 60 seconds in a day. Yeah. Now, I'm just going to go down the line.
Yeah, go ahead.
So cool, cute, smart, beauty, tough. 5, 10, 10, 3, nat 1, but a 3.
Cool. Okay. So we, due to the efforts of everybody in the town, we jump over. It is now Wednesday, August 10th. I'm going to say it's nighttime.
It's still August?
We are going fast and slow at the same time. We just jumped 4 days.
Sweet. Okay.
I think, if my math was done previously correctly. If not, regardless of whatever the math was, it is now Wednesday, August 10th.
And we're still in the Iron Gate, but the Iron Gate is back up and, like, people are moving back in?
It is back up. People are starting to at least be notified to move back in. That's something, according to Adam... According to Adam, that's something that can be done without guild support.
Nice. Sweet.
I'm going to say that local law enforcement / other law enforcement is able to come in and contribute towards those causes.
We did it.
The town itself...
We did it.
The town itself now, post... yeah, this makes sense, right? I just thought of a terrible joke that I'm not gonna... Alright, I'm gonna say the joke and you tell me if this is good. The town itself now, after the pirate attack, definitely looks different. No longer is it the opposite of Steelforge with bright iron locations. Instead, everything, as previously mentioned, is rusted over, and it'll be a long time before it fully recovers to its previous self. Many of the new residents are calling this new town Rustboro in honor of the new accomplishments. In honor of the heroes and the danger that's happened in the past. And this is the start of the Hoenn region. I like how you get to step back for that one.
Listen, we've, these last few episodes of Arc 5 are in fun setups. We're gonna have fun with them. We're gonna have fun with them while we can.
Alright, so they don't call it Rustboro. It's still Iron Gate. It's just not as cool looking of an Iron Gate. Alright, you come with them.
Did that have the same effect?
Yes and no. It had a different effect.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I come up
with something better, you say?
If you have a better name for the new town, go for it. I will rename this map. You have as much time as Rust. It took for me to make this up, which is about
Rust.
35 seconds.
Yeah, Rust, oxidization, OxyClean. I don't know.
I'm Billy Mays, and this is Rustboro. I don't know how much of that got in the episode, everyone, but if you check us out on Patreon in the high tier where I keep everything in, there's a bunch of stuff. I think this episode is dedicated to those people that join the highest tier on Patreon, because there's a lot of stuff that's in that episode that probably won't make it to Final Cut because of how dumb it is.
Yep. It's going to end up being a half-hour episode, but a two-hour Patreon cut.
Let's get back to the episode. So, where were we? The town is fixed, and people are coming back in.
It's Wednesday, August 10th. The town is fixed. People are about to move in, but we're not needed for that. So I think we're going to bounce.
You are going to bounce. Now, this episode being chaotic as it is, I could either make you walk there or I could have the trains working on time. Which one would you like?
I thought it was either going to be a train or Adam was just going to be like, all right, everyone, back we go.
Well, unfortunately, not everyone has been there.
All right. Well, we're taking the train.
Well, that's a good point. All right, I guess everyone has been to Iron Gate before that Adam teleport. Because I only just remembered, yeah, that rule does exist. So, like, Snow and all those guys, I'm going to say, yeah, sure, they've done a mission in Iron Gate. Time for me to...
Adam has an emergency override. That's what he has.
You can use it once per year or something like that.
Once per year, he gets the emergency override button, and we're, we're most of the way through the year. He's not going to need it later.
Yeah. No, why would he need that? It's not like it's important or anything. Cool. So, trains. Chugga, 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 chugga.
What's for month? Please.
No, I think it'd be more fun. I'm trying to... Yo, late at night, I'm dumb. Like, dumb as bricks. I typed in maps on Google, trying to, like, get to the page where I pull up my maps, and instead, because obviously I'm typing maps into Google's, I pull up Google Maps. Where's the Outcast region?
You're telling me the Outcast region isn't on Google Maps?
What the hell?
Oh my goodness.
Alright, come on. Pull this up, because I gotta see how long
this would be a good idea.
Who thought recording now was a good idea? That guy oughta.
Okay, but also, we would not have had this much fun 5 hours ago.
Probably not.
You've been flipping through the Red Book for a while now on this one.
I can't find... Do you know this? Maybe it's not in the Red Book. Do you know what, like, the speeds of trains are?
Oh, God. I don't remember.
Ah, I found it. Yes, okay.
That's something that we established Arc 1.
And the last time we took a train was Arc 1?
Oh, I can't.
Did we take one in Arc 3?
You took one. Transported there.
Arc 2 was boat walk. Arc 3 was rage, walk. Arc 4 didn't exist. Arc 5 was boat walk.
This.
Walk. And now we're figuring out this train. I think we haven't taken a train since Arc 1.
Dang, that's kind of wild.
Or at least I haven't taken a train since Arc 1. I don't know if Ralph ever took a train on his own.
He might have. That might be what I'm thinking of. Regardless of all that, this is going to be a long train ride.
We just address the fact that you expected me to remember how we calculate train fares.
Yeah, I'm not sure why I asked you to do that. Okay, so I need you to... Alright, so the train ride is going to take...
Also, I'm really sad that I deleted the Venmo request I had out to Mansoor for the train ticket. Because I remade the request in 2021 and accounted for inflation.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm curious where that would be now in 2023. Like, I know it's a cents on the dollar difference, but still.
Okay, let's finally get back into the episode. Now that I've done my calculations here. So, the train
according
ride
to my calculations.
According to my calculations, the train ride itself is going to take 3 days.
Oh, fun.
So that's
sleeper train.
They've gone all out. Not only that, due to advancements in technology / me realizing you're going to be taking a lot more longer train rides going forward, trains, instead of going 15 units a day, which is usually because you were going short distances, so day was daytime, I have now sort of extended it, so now it can go 30 units in a 24-hour period. Because otherwise, previously, it would go 15 per 24, and now it goes 30 per 24.
Yeah, we now have high-speed rail. It's great.
You have higher-speed rail, yes. However, you still need to pay for your ticket, so...
I don't know if I have the funds for that. Isn't Adam just going to pay for everyone's ticket?
That is a lot of money, considering that per ticket, it'll cost 384 poke.
Yeah, isn't Adam just going to pay for everyone's ticket?
Do you have 384 Poke?
Isn't Adam just going to pay for everyone's ticket?
You're going to take a pit stop halfway through and just walk your way there.
I now have 1385 Poke.
Got the money.
I said I now have 1385. That's after I paid.
Yeah, you have the money.
Isn't Adam paying for the ticket?
Adam's not. Adam would have to pay 380. How much is... I already forgot how much I said. 396.
He said 385. Or 386, 384. Wait, 384?
Yes.
Hold on. I think I typed the wrong... Oh, no. Yeah, this comes out 1385. Nice.
Okay. Anyway, he'd be doing this for like 40 people, basically being like 15,000 poke to get everybody there. So, no.
He's got deep pockets.
He does, but he didn't bring them with him. So anyway,
he has a card at a bank.
Did we establish? We established banks. I don't know if we established cards.
Yeah, once he established banks, you know, a way of remotely accessing your funds becomes trivial for a psychic tape.
That's a true point. Regardless of all that, 3-day trip starts now as you head on out. I'm going to ask you. Because every guild member plus a Susie is here, and Centauran and Adam, so you know, you get the gist. Basically, the whole squad's here. So who would you like to sit with? You can make your own cabin.
I mean, Adam's chilling with the recruits, or Kyle's chilling with the recruits. And I don't know.
Make your own 6 Pokemon cabin, we'll say.
If the cabins are only 6 Pokemon, that's awkward because each of the guilds have 7 people, right?
Most of the guilds have 7 people.
Yeah, so like, there's just a cabin of extras from a bunch of guilds.
That's a fair point. Well,
that's awkward.
All right, we'll say 4 person then. That probably makes more sense logistically anyway. So 4 person cabin.
4 person cabins? Kyle, Zendoran, Adam. Who would be the 4th?
I don't know. Manaphy does not count. Manaphy is in your bag.
I know. Manaphy's in my bag. Do any of the guilds have... None of the guilds have 9.
Most of the guilds can just...
Oh, one of the guilds has 9?
Yes.
I'm gonna roll a d10 and give me someone from that guild. I have not met this guild yet.
Wait,
we're meeting someone new.
Let me confirm this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, they have 8. Never mind.
Okay. So,
3, 6, 3, 6, 3, 6, 3, 6, 3, 6, 3, 6. Yeah, they got 8.
And the bronze roses have 7. Susie makes it 8, right?
Bronze roses would have 6. Susie makes it 7.
Okay. Because, yeah, like, I feel like it functionally makes sense here for each of the guilds to split 2 cabins, right?
How many people do we have? We have 6, 12, 18, 24, 30, 36. Wait, I didn't even do the math right. That's 6 by 7 is 42, plus a Susie is 43, plus a Sindorin, plus a Kyle, plus an Adam. Am I missing anyone? And if he doesn't count here.
Well, you said 6 by 8.
Well, 6 by 7. The recruits, because the recruits aren't here.
Yeah, well, you said 6 by 7, but some of the guilds have more than 6.
Ah, yeah. Plus you. 1, 2, 3.
Don't count Susie. How many people are total in the guilds?
Okay, so that's a total of. So this is after everybody. This is 40, which splits up into groups of 4 perfectly. There's 12 per.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
12 cabins, I guess. So I'm going to force you now to pick somebody.
Well, I'm just trying to think, like, you know, logistically how they'd do it. Because what they probably do is...
logistically, they say, find your friends and hang out.
Yeah. But your friends, people are going to hang out with their guilds, right? So the way it's going to go down is...
You now have 3 guilds that are charging at you with people.
All the guilds that have 6 are going to have a group of 4 and then a pair. How many guilds have... Let's break this down. We're doing a seating chart.
All right.
So how many guilds have 6?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You are currently not counting as a battle hammer.
I'm currently not counting as a... Wait, so a whole bunch of guilds have six.
Yep.
There are six guilds with six. There's one guild with eight.
Yes. And there's one guild with seven if you include Susie. Oh, wait, so that would mean six guilds with... No, yeah, there's, so okay. there's five guilds with six. There is one guild with seven.
Well, but I'm not counting Susie with the Bronze Rose. Well, I guess you can count Susie with the Bronze Roses. And what we'll do is we'll take the extra from the Bronze Roses.
Okay.
Because Susie's going to stay with Atlas, I assume.
Yes, unless you want to take right. Susie with.
So we'll take an extra from the Bronze Roses.
Okay. Who would you like to take from the Bronze Roses?
I don't remember who's in the Bronze Roses.
I don't know if everyone's named here, but there is a Sirfetch'd, a Spoink, a Gallade, a Sphiel, a Clefairy, and an Aridos. Actually, everyone is named, but I can't remember the names.
Sirfetch'd is going to stay with his guild. Atlas is going to stay with Susie. There's a Spoink, a Sphiel, an Aridos, and I'm missing one.
Spoink, Sphiel, Aridos, Clefairy.
And Clefairy. I know the people all want me to pick a snow, but I rolled a 3, which is in the way I ordered them, the Aridos.
Cool. Did I name the Aridos? I probably should.
We definitely did. We definitely named all of the members of the Bronze Roses at some point. I doubt the Aridos is just named Spinner, but that's the name that comes to mind.
It's not. The Aridos is named Pinch.
Pinch. All right. Pinch the Aridos is joining the party. See, that cool. wasn't so bad, was it, Honorood? That wasn't bad.
I have the feeling that everybody at home is screaming at you.
What? No. Really?
Sure. Cool. Okay. If we're confirming this, then Pinch will join your cabin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Pinch joins your cabin, and I think that is a good place to end this episode.
Everyone hates me.
Yeah, this is the worst thing you've done since... What'd you do? Sell the gummies? This is the worst thing you've done since that.
Oh my goodness, selling the gummy. Yeah. Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. This is gonna be worse. Well, I've got 6 weeks to butter people up. Right?
Give or take.
I got roughly 5 or 6 weeks to butter people up. Wait, hold on. I can count this out. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 5 weeks. 5 weeks?
Yeah.
I have 4 weeks. No, I have 4 weeks. Because it's the Tuesday after the Tuesday after the Super Bowl.
But the Super Bowl's the 12th.
Well, I'm counting next week as conference championships, the week after as Pro Bowl, the week after as Super Bowl.
The week after the Super Bowl.
Oh, it's the week... Well, it's... I thought you said it's the Tuesday after the Tuesday after.
Yeah, so the first Tuesday after is the 14th, and the second Tuesday after would be the 21st.
Yeah, that's 4 weeks from now. It's 5 Tuesdays from now, but Tuesday is in 2 days.
Okay, sure, yes. In that case, yes.
It's 4 weeks from now. I've got 4 weeks to butter people up. I've got a month. I have 30 days. I literally have 30 days to butter people up.
Yeah, good luck.
I don't have 30 days. I have 29 days. It's not a leap year, but I have 29 days to butter people up.
Good luck with that. So, next episode, we'll be on a train.
I have to figure out exactly when we recorded this. But... People could do that. There are so many context clues throughout this episode that nailed out exactly when this was recorded. So
yeah, it depends on how many.
Like exactly when, in terms of both, like, you know, date and time.
Yeah, you can even tell where we are to a certain extent.
Yes.
That's the fun little Easter egg. I'm gonna have y'all figure that out. All you have to do is check this episode over and over and over again, thus increasing the views by zero since it only counts once per device per IP address or something like that.
And I did set the million view listens goal for something. I don't remember what.
Who knows? Maybe that's in the episode. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, that is the end of this episode. The next one is a train one. And as a reminder, stamps. As a reminder, this episode has gone off the rails. So I don't know how I'm gonna edit this. As a reminder, because I can start promoting this in episodes now, at this point, if you haven't already noticed, there is a Q&A episode that will be coming very, very soon. In fact, we have all but clarified that this episode right here is now making this three episodes away from the finale, if I'm not mistaken. This should be episode number 22 of Arc 5. And the finale is Arc 5 Episode 25, followed by the Q&A episode. So, if you have any Q&A questions you want to Q&A at us, all you have to do is respond, or actually just send it to us on Twitter, either via DM or just random tweet into the abyss at Not a Scratchcast, or join our Discord. There's an entire section dedicated to Q&A episode, or Q&A questions right now. Toss them in there. We'll go step by step through each of them. Answer your questions, comments, concerns. No, I will not be answering the train bombing thing unless the answer is revealed in the next three episodes, so do not try to ask that.
Try to ask it so he can say no again.
Or that. Either way. Thanks everyone for listening to this episode of Not a Scratch. That is anywhere between 15 and an hour and 15 long. I have been your PM, your DM, GM, Andrew himself.
And I've been Muhammad, joking around.
And until next time, please, 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 please do not record episodes past midnight. It is bad for health. And is it the Goonies or something that, like, you don't feed them after midnight or something? I don't know, whatever. They did follow the rule by.